From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Slate legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick on the U.S. Supreme Court and the right to remain silent. But first, a South Korean contractor taken hostage by militants in Iraq has been beheaded by his captors, according to reports on the Arabic satellite station Al Jazeera. The kidnappers of Kim Sun-il are thought to be linked to Al-Qaeda. Joining us now from Baghdad is Alyssa Rubin. She's bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times there. Alyssa, can you tell us more about the fate of Kim Sun-il and what you know about it?
Well, we don't know very much yet. It's just been broadcast. The announcement's just been made on Al Jazeera in the last 15 minutes or even a little less. And so there's not much information. They have not yet broadcast the video or as far as we can tell, put it on their website, which they sometimes do if it's too graphic to broadcast. As you probably remember, Kim Sun-il was kidnapped. It was now last week, and the threat was to kill him the end of the day, Monday. And he appears now to be dead, though there's no confirmation that we've seen yet from the South Korean government.
We had heard earlier that his captors had extended their deadline for killing him and dropped their demand that South Korea not send more troops to Iraq in August, but perhaps those reports were in error.
Well, I too had heard that there had been an extension of the deadline, and indeed, since today is Tuesday, it appears there may have well been an extension. I had not heard about dropping the demands. This group is reported, at least among some of the intelligence community here, to be one of the more extreme groups, possibly with ties to Al-Qaeda, and those groups have seemed to be the most inflexible when it has come to kidnappings here in Iraq.
Alyssa, what effect is this going to have on foreigners working there? I mean, the situation is already pretty bad, and I would think this certainly isn't going to help.
Well, I think it's a very complex situation. There certainly it will certainly be very frightening to foreigners. It will certainly make people who feel they look easy to pick out from the crowd or on the road afraid to be there. On the other hand, a lot of the people he was working on a contract, it's not so easy to leave. The people are usually quite decently paid, and often these are good jobs for them, for foreigners here working with the U.S. military or with other private companies under contract to the U.S. military, whether that's Halliburton or KBR. And it's not easy for people always to leave, but I think it will create enormous unease. And in this period when the U.S. government would like to see a real spurt in reconstruction, it will make it very difficult for them to get companies to sign on and get the insurance they need and the people to do that reconstruction.
Alyssa Rubin, co-bureau chief of the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad. Thank you, Alyssa.